Welcome to the Well One Connection, a podcast from Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
Welcoming to the Well One Connection podcast today, I have Karen Decker with me. So first, just to start us off, for those that might not know you, can you explain your role a little bit here at HRMC?
I have a couple roles with hospice. I am one of the hospice nurses, and I also am the bereavement coordinator and volunteer coordinator. Bereavement means just grief support. I'm there to support our patients and our families. And then when our patients have passed, I continue to support their families through, and this is a national hospice thing. We support families for a full year once their loved one has passed. That doesn't mean grief ends in a year. It's just the first year is the hard, you got the first birthday anniversaries and all of that. So we provide support there.
It's such an important and valuable service that we have here in our community. And we have people who give to our foundation for an endowment for hospice. Mm-hmm. And each Christmas, we do a tree of memories, mm-hmm. correct?
Yes.
And so if you just explain to us the premise behind the tree of memories and kind of how that works.
Sure. We call it the tree of memories, and it's a large Christmas tree in the hospital lobby. And it's lit up. And people donate to hospice either in memory of a loved one or even in honor of someone that has passed. Doesn't have to be your, you know, specific family member, but honor of. And then volunteers will write that person's name on an ornament, and then the ornaments go on the tree. So you come in and visit, and you can see all the ornaments on the tree of people that are being honored in that manner. And so what the donations do, they come to hospice that we use in our care. So,
yeah. It doesn't have to be somebody. I think I heard somebody once say, well, does it have to be somebody who passed away in the last year?
No,
absolutely not.
No.
You know, sometimes there are places that hold things like that, but it certainly could be someone who is you just have their memory, or you want to honor them in your heart this way. And then it doesn't have to be somebody that had anything to do with hospice, correct?
No, right. It's okay. Anybody that you've passed, it could be. Even a friend this past years ago, or grandma, you just, you know, a special place in your heart, things like that. Can be anybody, just want to honor them.
Yeah. And so that tree set up in the hospital lobby, we'll have some information in the hospital lobby so that they could come and kind of grab a pamphlet or some information on that, some envelopes to donate.
Yeah. There'll be a little table next to the tree that will have cards that you can use to donate. And then there's also some little grief information, information about grief around holidays, which is hard for a lot of us. So just a little support there for you.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah. And maybe a way to feel good about, if you know, if you're feeling that grief, a way to honor that memory.
Absolutely.
In a special way. I think people can also, you know, if you're not close or you can't get to the hospital, there's also the opportunity to donate online at HRMCfoundation.org. So people can do that, and that will make sure that we get their loved one's name on that ornament as well. As far as that grief during the holidays, you do such a wonderful job at talking about that for people who might be experiencing that. And it doesn't mean that their loved one has passed away in the last year.
Right.
Do you have some of those go-to tips that you give to people to try to make it through that the best way that they can?
I say, you know, what if your loved one was here? What would you do? Think about things that are special to them. Was it, have a candle that you light in their memory, a special meal, an event? Did they like to go shopping, carol, you know, things like that? Just think about things that you did with that loved one when they were with you, and carry that on as in a memory of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. I know sometimes it's difficult to talk about it, but mm-hmm. sometimes talking about it helps. And I think some of us feel like people don't want us to talk about it.
Yeah.
Do you have a take on that? Or how do you encourage people to speak freely about the loved ones that they're missing?
Yeah, it's kind of two-sided. I think as a society, it's hard for us to just even talk about grief. And that doesn't mean that somebody doesn't care about you and the grief you're going through. They're just not quite sure what to say.
Mm-hmm.
And I always say sometimes the best present you can give is just your presence.
Yeah.
So just being with. And it's not like that person forgot about their loved one. And people say, well, I don't want to make them cry. Well, you know, actually, you're bringing that person up to them just shows that you care, and that means so much. And if you're on that other side of, you know, people aren't talking, once you take that initiative, if it's a friend that you go to coffee with, and sometimes that's kind of pulled back a little bit during your grief, you take that initiative and invite them. And once they see that you are comfortable talking about your loved one, you know, that opens up for them to be more present for you.
Yeah, that's such valuable advice, because it is hard. And I think our society has made it that way. And we just don't want to step on anyone's toes or make anyone feel worse than they already
right.
are. So that's great advice. Well, we appreciate so very much all that you do for hospice in our community and at HRMC and all that the hospice team does. And if anyone is interested in honoring the memory of a loved one through the Tree of Memories, they can certainly do that by stopping in the hospital lobby or going online to hrmcfoundation.org. Karen, if someone were want to reach out to you and the hospice team to either call in to talk about what advanced planning might look like, or just learning about hospice, or if they need anything from you or any other information, what number should they call?
It's 605-353-6520.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you again. And mm-hmm. Wishing you a wonderful holiday season.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks for listening to the Well One Connection. This podcast is informational only and not intended to replace the advice of your healthcare provider. Heron Regional Medical Center, online at heronregional.org.